Louis pulled off his bra and threw it down upon the casket. There was residue on his hand. He hated that. He held forth his hand to the one bitch who was still on her knees. She closed her eyes and licked the scum from his hand. As he stood over her, he could smell her hair, which had the same dirty, cloying stench of that coconut oil shit those fucking Haile Selassie cabbies used in their taxis. And he could feel the sticky grease of whatever cheap shit she wore on her lips. He withdrew his hand from her. Downstairs on West 26th Street, he stood a while in the night. It was the dead of August. That time in New York when the daylight sky was an oppressive, low-lying glare of white, and the dark of night was a haze of starless ashen pallor. Louis felt at one with it. He lighted a cigarette and drew smoke. It was late, but not for him. Humidity and his own sweat began to gather on his skin. He looked at the moist glistening amid the hair of his bare forearm. He looked longer at the hand that held the cigarette. He didn't know which was worse, the traces of his own detested bodily fluid or the slime of that bitch's tongue. This would clean him, he told himself, feeling the gathering of humidity and sweat increase. All he needed now was a good breeze from the river. That would be nice. He began to walk. He had not tucked his shirt into his trousers, and he had not buttoned his shirt, and he did not do these things now. He carried his jacket of fine, fine cotton and fine, fine silk, the one that he had paid $2,000 for in Milano. It had been made for him by whatever the fuck his name was. It was the color of deep blue-green sea and was almost weightless. But as he carried it, he could feel the sag of weight in one pocket. It was his favorite jacket. It was like wearing nothing, and you could wear it with anything. And only a guy with class would see it for what it was. And it was the color of his eyes. Broads loved his eyes. Even now that he was an old fuck, the broad still loved his eyes. Some were scared of them, but some loved them. Louis paused a moment when he reached the corner of 6th Avenue. He lighted another cigarette. He turned downtown. He kept on walking. Yeah. 63 fucking years old last May. And here he was, walking down the avenue like a kid. He liked to walk, at night. Alone. Even in this heat. It was nice. These nigger punks passing him by in the street, they got nothing on me, he told himself. It was true. It really was.